Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I. Tell me your mind, just say it.
Yeah.
Play the song of a plan.
Yeah.
Speaking on the world. Speaking on the topic. Y'all better not be flocking.
No.
Should know how we rocking. If you got any statements, then you better leave a comment. Just say it, just say it, just say it, just say it.
Radio.
Just say it, just say it, just say it, just say it.
Radio.
Just say it, just say it, just say it, just say it.
Radio.
Just say it, just say it, just say it, just say it.
Radio.
Solo will be on in a moment. In the meantime, this is Monday, September 17th, 2018. Oh, you guys have a good weekend. I had a great weekend. A great weekend. Let me tell you. My oldest came home. He drove home. He's in South Carolina, and he had to drive, you know, Hurricane Florence. She was acting like a little bitch this weekend, and she was having people evacuate and everything, and I pray for all the families, you know, out there that were in her wrath, felt her wrath, that you guys will be able to rebound and become stronger than what you were. But I got a chance to see my baby. Yay. So I had a great weekend. My mom retired. Yay. I'm happy for her. Those of you guys do not know about Say It Radio. Say It Radio. Say It Radio is the people station. We are people oriented, and we are part of the D Hour Network family, where you are able to speak your truth, vent your shit. It's uncensored, on everything. It's on other, you know, it's on everything. So, no judgment. And it's been my spearhead. Like, if you want to grow and become the better version of you, that's my thinking, you should interact with people that don't necessarily think like you, move like you, and react like you, this to get a different perspective. You know, who actually grows when they're surrounded by yes men? Like, everything you think and say and do, it's like, okay. And 9 times out of 10, maybe it's not, you know. So, you know, you're going to have some different perspectives, and that's what Say It Radio is about. If you want to chime in on today's discussion, please do so by calling in at 646-668-2574. I just want to listen. Oh, my gosh, organic listeners, y'all been popping up. Oh, I appreciate you. I just be tripping. I'm like, I ain't saying shit. Me and Solo, we bumping heads all the motherfucking time. This motherfucker just, but, you know, I so respect his viewpoints because they often are vastly, you know, different from mine. But, you know, there are many that think like him. So that's why we do it. Say Radio. No censor, no shade, no nothing. This is what we do. So, today's episode, you know, not episode, what you want to call it, you know, I'm going to talk about, you know, I'm a single black woman, right? And I often interact and meet different single men. I'm heterosexual, so I'm attracted to men. And a lot of, this is my take. Now, ladies, you guys got to get me with it. So if you encounter the same experiences I've been experiencing, I need your feedback. That's going to be, I'm in a pivotal, and I'm not in a isolated experience box. So anyway, so, you know, I talked to some homeboys and some, you know, throwbacks and stuff like that. But a lot of men that I've interacted with that are single, and they know I'm single, and they feel, just because they're single, that I want to be with him. I don't know why this like, I don't know where this comes about. I don't understand it. Like, just because you're a single man doesn't mean I'm trying to apply for a position in your life. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just, you can't have that assumption. And a lot of men I've interacted with, single men I've interacted with, or even ones that view themselves as single, they feel like, oh, you know what, Sandy, I don't want to, you know, I can't do, I know you're looking for this, I know you're looking for that. And I'm thinking, what makes you think you're what I want? You know what I'm saying? In that, you know, aspect of my life. Like, what makes you think that I want that? You know, my kids are damn near grown. What makes you think I want to, you know, take on, you know, little kids? You know, what makes you, why would you think that? So why would you think you would be a candidate for my, you know, ideal man to want to be his wife? Y'all got to get it. You know what? Y'all got to, you know, let's humble ourselves. This is what I'm saying. Let's humble ourselves. You know, and just because you are ideal on paper, you know, you feel like you have reached the status quo as far as income and looks and whatever your case is being, you cannot automatically assume that you are what another person wants in a mate, a spouse. You got to stop that. That shit is stupid to me. Fucking stupid. You know, I mean, just need y'all to get y'all fucking lives and interact and have some conversations with the person. Just because she is single doesn't mean she wants you as her husband. You know, you could be the caveat for her to learn some different experiences to get to who she's supposed to be with, and vice versa. And vice versa. It's not just throwing shade on men. The motherfuckers out, y'all been telling me I'm a male bachelor and shit like that, but I'm not. I see things from both sides, especially when it's presented in a less, you know, emotional type way. You know, I understand logic. I understand logic. That's just me. And if you want to chime in, I think what I just dropped was fucking jewels. Jewels, woo, jewels. So we got some new music on the board. I'm so excited. I don't know where Solo at. You know, hopefully he'll be chiming in if y'all hear me. We're gonna play a throwback. It's gonna be a K Michelle Kiss My Ass. Let's go. It's Monday. Relax. Relate release.
Listen. I'm tired of your shit. Turn me up so you hear me. I need you to hear me. I'm so tired of your shit.
Now that's what I call an ugly truth. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. Work from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sam, tell me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, hey. Hit the little John, okay. Oh, yeah, we're dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ow. Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Wishing that I look like someone else.
like the girls you liked on Instagram. Damn. And you really had the nerve to call me insecure. Maybe it wasn't you, maybe it's true. I didn't know my worth. Maybe, maybe I should've loved me first. Maybe, maybe you don't gotta worry about me. You made it clear that you're unhappy.
Shit to say to me, I ain't got shit to say to you.
and
stepped on. I said, you black heifer, you stand your ground. Cause like I feel the same way. If you don't like me, you don't have to fool with me. But you don't have to talk about me or treat me mean. I don't have to treat you mean. I just stay out of your way. That's the way we work that one.
Radio, I miss Sandy. I think Solo's gonna be incog want to say Negro, but, you know, he may not be on tonight, which is okay. That means you are stuck with me tonight for a full 2 hours to say radio. Again, the People Station. And you know what we're talking about? I was talking about. Y'all was listening. You know, where I'm single, so I talk from a single perspective. And I also multitask. But I talk from a single perspective. And I get that, you know, everybody thinks they are the cream of all crops. They are the shit. And which you should. You should think that. But you should not think that everybody wants you, that you are everybody's cup of tea. And, you know, and even although you look good on paper and your resume is like that, doesn't mean that you're going to be a good fit for that person. It doesn't mean they want to apply for that, you know, wife role, girlfriend mode in your world. Vice versa, it doesn't mean that he wants to be that husband role in your world. You know, we have to, like, humble ourselves. You know, I think it's pivotal that we humble ourselves, get to know each other. And to me, I just don't think just because your paper look good, your resume look good, that you are wanted by every single person in the event that you're single that you interact with. Don't think that. And then, you know what, I think men, a lot of men, they have a higher self-esteem than a lot of women out here. And you get a lot of beautiful, beautiful women. They have the lowest self-esteem. And I have interacted with some of the, what I do not think is very attractive. But they are as cocky as fuck. You can't tell them that they dick is not platinum. They think so highly about themselves. It's like, wow. And it baffles me why, you know, there are a lot of women that don't think the same way. Like, truthfully, like, you get a lot of women that they, you know, like, I work out 7 days a week and I do this and I think I'm that. And really, they don't. That's a scary part. Kanye West said it in one of his rhymes. He said, the prettiest women have the lowest self-esteem. And people think Kanye's crazy. This motherfucker is so intelligent. And he sees so much truth, and his delivery may not be perfect, but he speaks it, and it's honest, and it's real. You know, it's so crazy. But when he said that little line, some of the prettiest women have the lowest self-esteem. He is so right. He is so right. And it's sad. It's like you can't tell a woman and make her feel her worth, because I've been there. I used to have friends look at me like, oh my gosh, Sandy, I think you're so beautiful. Why don't you see it? You know, and yeah, I'm also on the radio. You know, I'm a single mom. Gonna pick my son up from practice. So y'all with me on my journey. This is what I do. I love interacting and speaking ultimate truth with you guys. And, you know, I don't know if you guys let me know if you guys hear me okay, because I was checking on my son earlier when he was on his drive back to school, and I'm hoping, he did make it, you know, home. Well, not home, but, you know, back to school. And sometimes he couldn't hear me when I was connected to this Bluetooth. So let me know if you can hear me. Just give me a call. 646-668-2574. I mean, if you want to listen and just, you know, be nosy. Lonnie B calls it peekaboo bitches. You peekaboo bitches. Always watching but never saying shit. It's all good. I appreciate y'all. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Hour Show. That's what that is. And remember, we are a part of the The Hour Network family. And remember, anything, any opinions and information shared on any The Hour Network family is not a part no, any opinions or opinion messages shared on the Say It Radio is not a part of the Z Hour Network family. Boom. I said it correctly. That's what I'm doing. That's what we do. Let's see, I'm thinking maybe I should actually go this way. So I think you guys might hear me a little bit better. So, let me tell you, multitasking. This is what we do at its finest. Ooh. You know, there's another thing I wanted to talk about. I was talking to some girlfriends of mine, and you know, when people are going through their certain things, they are okay. I gotta paint the story. Let me paint the story. So one of my girlfriends, right? Actually, I had been friends with her for a very, very long time, very long time, and she recently called me, you know, connected with me, and we disconnected. She apologized, okay? And she left me a message, a voicemail, and I wasn't going to call her back. It wasn't until my son Tyreek told me, he was like, you know what? Mom, call her back because we don't have hate like that in our heart. We don't, that's not what we do. So I was like, okay. So I called her back, and really when I connected with her, I wasn't mad, you know, because I realized that she's going through her own shit and her own ups and downs, and you know, just like me, I go through my own ups and downs, and, you know, we had a disconnect. We talked about it. She's still going through her shit. I'm still going through mine. But I've learned to respect others in their space, you know. Respect, that's what you have to do. You respect them in their journey. And sometimes their journey has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? They, like, I look at it, if you guys do not connect it, and I'm saying you guys, you and an old friend of yours, and you guys try to reconnect, and you're not quite connecting, it's because you guys are going through your journeys. It's not, you know, an alliance right now. Allow them to go through their journey. That's their journey to grow and to deal with whatever pain and issues they got to deal with. And I call it, it's God working on them. And allow God to work on you. And I believe in God. I don't mean to be preachy on y'all, those who don't believe in God. But I believe in God. I believe that everybody has that journey. And you have to go through your journey, which may not make sense to others, which may not, whatever that is. You know, I don't know. I'm not here to judge no one. That's what Say Radio is about. We're not here to judge. I'm not here to judge. So, you know, and that is that. You know, I'm listening. You know, we got some new music on. It's Monday. It's a little low-key on Monday. Last Friday, we only did it for an hour. I'm trying to do it like a surprise birthday thing for my mom, her retirement. It was, you know, my mother's OCD. She is so controlling. But so it was good. I was able to pull this off. So she was so surprised and still, you know, you know, do what it do. Oh my goodness, bear with me. On this beautiful night, it's like 80 degrees outside, it's like feeling like summer. I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods. I hope you're enjoying it. Maybe have some great sex on a patio, balcony of some sort. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Don't mind. The music and just relax.
Place. Oh. moves like J-Lo. Tell me what you want from me, I'll do it if you say so. Cause you're the only one for me, I'm never gonna say no. I found me an angel, I can see it in your halo. Have you ever dreamt what we could do? Have you ever sensed an I love you? I've never felt the feelings that I feel for you. So maybe we can make a we of me and you. I'ma treat you right tonight, let's make it last forever. I promise you that no one else will ever treat you better. And if you don't believe me, please see I don't need no effort. All you gotta do is flip that switch before we bed up.
Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
so long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gay. I'm sure them other girls are nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Party, party. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more white horses than carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
I be going psycho, lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Homo for clowns and all the bozos. I be going psycho, lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands, oh. You suck in the friend zone. Left 4, 5, 5. Ayy, 100 bins inside my shorts, a chino, the shit. Ayy, try to stuff it all in, but it don't even fit. Ayy, know that I've been with the shits ever since the jit. Ayy, I made my first million, I'm like, shit, this is it. Ayy, 34, a walk through, man, we had every slit. Ayy, had so many bottles, gave ugly girl a sip. Out the window of the Benzo, we get sent in the rent. And I'm like, whoa, man, my neck so goddamn cold. Michael, can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Homo for clowns and all the bozos. I ain't be going psycho, lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands, oh.
They be going psycho, my rollie going crazy. Hitting little mama, she wanna have my baby. 50 on the banky, chain so stanky. You should see the whip, promise I could take your bitch. Shella riding in the old school Chevy, it's a drop top. Booming with a thot thot, she gon' give me top top. Just one switch, I can make the eyes drop.
Hey!
Take you to the smoke shop, we gon' get high, we gon' hit Rodeo, Dollar Valentino, we gon' hit Pico, take you where I'm from, take you to the slums, this ain't happen overnight, no, these diamonds real bright, Sarah Jean, still in my pants though, all VVS's, put you in a necklace, girl you look beautiful tonight. Stars on the roof, they're matching with the jewelry.
Damn, my hippie going psycho, lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Homo for clowns and all the bozos. My hippie going psycho, lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof looks like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands, oh.
Okay. How do I say this? Last year didn't work out so well for me. 2018. Well,
yeah, I'm a fucking kamikaze crashing into everything. You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That means there is no such thing. I've been going for your juggler since Craig G. Duck Alert. Wedgie in my underwear, the whole bedsheet in the comforter. Stuck up in my rectal crack. Kiss my disrespectful ass. I ride through your cul-de-sac window crack, bumping your reference track. You collaborative effort rap. I have never said his rap. Overstayed my welcome, stepped in crap and ruined your welcome mess. So spit that shit from the heart. You didn't write like you wrote it. Well, I teabagged the microphone cause I go nuts on it. Like a fighter jet line with explosives that'll strike any moment. Headed right at opponents. And I'm the fucking pilot that phony. I'm about to
smash into everyone. Crash into everything. Back. And I've just begun. Back. 2017. Back on everyone. Back on everyone. Back on everyone.
Come on, come on, come on, gonna smash.
Everyone
crash
like an F-15.
Dead.
Mitch already done.
Y'all should've let me be.
Back on everyone. Back on everyone. Back on everyone.
I turned to rap cause it made me feel tough when I wasn't. From the moment I heard rap was cussing, I wasn't. Which is why I identify with the guy who I was invented by. Dre, Frankenstein, energized like a 9-volt. Ice cold like snake eyes, twice in a row on a dice roll. But if the only reason I blowed is cause I'm white, though why don't every other white rapper sell what I sold? Kamikaze pilot, I wrote my suicide note. Here come the guys in white coats trying to stop me before I jump behind the controls and try to fly in the phones. Cause I'm taking y'all with me when I go cyclone. I don't think this typhoon's letting up anytime soon. Here I go, ice cold, blindfolded, I'm about to
smash into everyone.
Crash
into everything.
Back.
And I've just begun.
Back.
2017.
Back
on everyone.
Back
on everyone.
Back
on everyone.
Come on, come on, come on, gonna smash
into everyone.
Crash
like an F-15.
Dead.
Mitch already done.
Y'all should've let me be.
Back on everyone.
Back
on everyone.
Back
on everyone.
Come on, come on, come on, gonna smash.
Freestyle on Shape 45, that shit was embarrassing. There's no way we ever hear that shit again, I guarantee that. Wait, that shit was so ass, it's something we wouldn't dare re-air. Shit's embarrassing, it's me raring in terror, repair. In my therapy chair, my dick is the hair length of share. He's not as the chair with the vernacle and tail, if he wearing me. Lyrically, I'm terrible, better get your lyrics prepared. Richard Ramirez is here, serial killing every beat there. Is it? Wait, wait. Got the eeriest feeling something evil is lurking. I'm no conspiracy theorist, but something here is afoot. Oh yeah, it's my dick. Get the measuring stick.
What?
12 inches of wood. Wait. But I've been going for your juggler since Craig D. Duck Alert. And I've come to pay respect, cause if you sleep, you're fucked. Other words, you get laid to rest. And I hope your butt is hurt. Put me on a track, I go play on it like a color book. You got some views, but you're still below me. Mine are higher, so when you compare our views, you get overlooked. And I don't say the hook unless I wrote the hook. And now I'm just freestyling in the vocal booth. And you know I've always spoke the truth. You're lying through your teeth so much you broke a tooth. And it ain't something I need a phone to do. When I say I can't wait till I get a hold of you. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Light up the rappers, take my pic like a photo shoot.
Oh shit, that's Say It Radio. That was Eminem, Kamikaze. Say It Radio on Miss Sandy Solo is going to be off tonight. Hopefully, we'll hear from him Friday, Alter Ego. In the meantime, I was doing a little vent. This is my personal vent. My personal vent is, somehow people seem to think because you have accomplished A, B, and C that you are the epitome of what another person should want, and this goes for men and women, like your materialistic things and your physical features does not mean that you're the ideal for the next person. We have to humble ourselves. We have to really humble ourselves. I've interacted with guys that feel they are of some type of standard, and I should, want him because he has this slight interest in me for this moment. It don't work that way, and I've been getting a lot of pushback, even from my girlfriends, like, you know what, Sandy, you're going to have to cook for them. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this. I'm like, I cook when I want to cook. You know, I'll do shit when I feel the motivation to do that. And I, that's just me. And I'm like, ooh, that's why your bitch ass is single. You know, then I'll step back. I'm like, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with me being single because what I've interacted with, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to have him in my life. No, I'm good. We're good. It's all good. I'm cool with not having him in my life. I'm so good with that. So I don't know. I just think one should not assume because they have reached certain platforms of life goals of their own that they are the ideal candidate to fulfill someone else's life. You know, because I think you have to get to know that character and stuff like that. That all plays a part into that, you know. That's just me. You know, that's just me. And, that, and my vent started from, you know, not telling me, like, you know, I know you want a relationship, and I'm just not ready for that. And I remember looking at him like, who said I wanted you as a man to be in a relationship with? You are not what I want, you know what I'm saying? But you cool for what? Like, I can recognize right now shit, you know, experience shit. Like, I can recognize that. That's cool. Not everybody that you interact with is your to be all or end all person to involve with. Maybe they're there to, you know, teach you some things about yourself and vice versa that you can, you know, gain that knowledge and experience and move on to the next person. This is my theory. If you disagree with it, you know, this is my theory, but this is what I'm thinking. Like, everybody comes to your reason, season, lifetime. Not you ain't for the lifetime, which is cool. But don't automatically assume when you interact with a person that they are looking at you as their lifetime. Don't do that. Humble yourself. This is today's September 17, 2018. We are going to humble ourselves. That's what I want us to do. We got to humble ourselves and enjoy the experiences. And to me, it's not hard. It's not hard. A lot of shit is that, you know what? A lot of shit's become easy to me. Even we connect with some old girlfriends of mine, stuff like that, and where they want to absorb, you know, the issues of, you know, our other mutual girlfriends and shit like that. Don't absorb that shit. Just live your life. You know what I'm saying? Just don't absorb that. You ain't got to compete. I ain't trying to compete with motherfuckers in the gym. I ain't trying to compete with you and your finances and in your relationships. Just to me, you know, one of my old, you know, my coworkers, he would, you know, say old coworkers, he would say, you strive to be more like Jesus, right? I'm like, no, that's too high of a command. I can't be Jesus, you know, because he's very unforgiving. No, he's very forgiving. He's a very forgiving. And I don't know if I'm that forgiving. I'm striving to be maybe more like that, but I don't know if I'll meet that criteria in my lifetime. Other than that, you know, it's Monday. I'm laid back. And, you know, I might just cut this down to an hour because I ain't got nothing to bitch about. I ain't got nothing to, you know, to vent about, really. I'm in a really good space. A good space of Sandy space. Sandy space. I ain't trying to be like you. I don't want, I'm cool. Killing, chilling. I saw my oldest baby this weekend. My youngest, he battling a cold right now. But he's on his bounce back. He's going to be in a tournament this weekend. So that's going to be in the gym. That's going to be fun. And I don't know. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Relaxed, relate, release. Sip on my little concoction. And we're going to play some music. You say it radio. This is a low-key, what we call Monday, like low-key. Low-key, lay back, relax. That's what I'm going to do. We're vamping up. I don't know what we're going to play. Y'all got me, I'm like multitasking through the hard way over here. You know what? I'm going to do, we're going to do play some, play this. Listen, relax.
Need you for the old me. Need you.
I played that already. Did I play that already? Don't mind me. Looking tired.
Yeah, you supermodel. Then that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubbing on my lap, get the chini out the bottom.
Fuck it up, fuck it up. Pussy good, gon' back it up. Pipe up, I'ma pipe up. Make your mind out and fat enough.
Juicy thing, make the pussy sign. One more time, baby, do it big. Make it cry, come boo hoo this shit. Yeah, you supermodel. Then that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it.
If I pull up with a Kerry Washington, that's gonna be an enormous scandal. I could have Naomi Campbell, still might want me a Stormy Daniels. Sometimes you gotta bag the boss up. I call that taking Corey Gamble. Find yourself up in the food court, you might have to enjoy a sample. All these thoughts on Chris and Mingle, almost what got Tristan single. If you don't ball like him or Kobe, guaranteed that bitch gonna leave you. Hey, time is extremely valuable. And I prefer to waste it on girls is basic. That's just some yay shit.
Right now, let's do what we want.
Let's have a threesome, you and a blunt. I love your titties cause they prove I can focus on two things at once.
Then that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubbing on my lap, get the chili out the bottom. Get the chili out the bottom.
Let me hit it raw like fuck the outcome. Hey, none of us would be here without come. Hey, if it ain't all about the income. Hey, let me see you go ahead and spend some. Hey, if you driving round in some dry fit. Hey, I'ma think that you the type to dry snitch. If I see you pull up with the three stripes. Hey, I'ma fuck around and make you my bitch.
Then that ass busting out the bottom. I'ma lose my mind in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubbing on my lap. Get the chini out the bottom. Get the chini out the bottom.
That was Kanye West. Let me tell you something. I get his mindset. His delivery clearly is not like received by many. But if you just listen to what he's trying to say, you know, even when he went on TMZ, it is like we got to get past. Let me tell you something. I don't know. Kanye, I'm going to say, yay, I understand. I get it. And I don't know why others don't necessarily get it and not rock with it. But he's such a talented, so fucking talented. Let's just say it, radio. Y'all, I'm relaxing. And, we'll make this an hour show. You know, I'm in the zone. You know what? I want to say this. We air Mondays and Fridays. Fridays are alter egos. You want to chime in anytime. This is uncensored. Do not screen calls. We do not screen calls. You come on. Be going to shop it up. 646-668-2574. If you just want to listen in, by all means, we all love the organic listeners. Honey B says, this is peekaboo bitches. www.blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow. Today's takeaway of the show is, you know, everybody go through their journey. You know what I'm saying? You cannot, my thing is, why throw shade on somebody that's going through their journey? Their journey is not your journey. If you cannot connect with them in their journey, then you disconnect. You know, there's no need to bash, don't need to hate, there's no need to do any of that, you know, whatsoever. And just because you've made it to a certain, if you, your resume is like spotless, you got this and achieved this and this and that, does not mean that you are the gift to every being that you think you should be a gift to. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the individual. So you have to, A, take time to know who they are and understand, you know, because there's many times that, you know, people, both, you know, obviously men and women, think because I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm single, you're single, that means you should want me. No, that doesn't mean that shit. You know, you stop it with that bullshit. So get to know, you know, get to know, ask, and the, those of you that think that you the shit and a gift to everybody you interact with, I mean, need you to calm yourself down, humble yourself, pull yourself back a little bit, because that's not the case. You know, we're all, you know, growing and been through our shit, ups and downs. And we got to make the best of this life that we got. Have fun. Relax, relate, release. And don't absorb, you know, anybody else's drama and negative shit as your own. We talked about that previously on so many other shows. You know, we often absorb the stuff that we see on the news and in social media and stuff like that as our own. Don't do that, even when it comes to your friends and family. I mean, you can only give your 2 cents for so long. You give your 2 cents in that person who you're talking to, whether friends, family, you know, coworkers or whatever, they have to make the ultimate decision what they choose to do with it. But don't absorb that shit as your own. This is my thinking. This is my logic. And I could be wrong, but shit seems like it makes sense. So, you know, it's Save Radio. I'm Miss Sandy. Tune in Alter Ego Friday. It's going to be a full 2-hour show. Try to get some, somebody to have some sex toys. Make some sex toys. But anyway, tune in Friday. I mean, on the day 17. 18, 19, 20, 21. I think it's the 21st. Oh, my child's going to be 23 on the 26th. Lord Jesus, these years are going by so fast. You guys have a great week. Remember, do not absorb anyone else's bullshit as your own. That is their shit to carry on themselves. You can give your 2 cents, but after you give your 2 cents, let the shit go and continue to live your life. Say radio. Relax, relate, release. I'm just gonna get out this. Yeah, no, I'm multitasking here. Multitasking and its finest. What? No. You know what? I'm just so winging it here. Where's my damn outro? There we go, my outro. It's my baby Tyreek.
Yeah. I. Tell me your mind, just say it.
Yeah.
Play the song, no plan.
Yeah.
Speaking on the world, speaking on the topic. Y'all better not be flocking.
No.
Should know how we rocking. If you got any statements, then you better leave a comment. Just say it. Just say it, just say it, just say it,
radio.
Just say it, just say it, just say it, just say it,
radio.
Just say it.